The city of Philadelphia is bringing back a service that's designed to cut down on nuisance fires. We hear more about this from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
The task force was set up last year with a quick response pumper repurposed from fighting brush fires to put out fires in encampments on city streets, especially Kensington. The firefighters were also accompanied by social service workers who got to the cause of those staying out in the streets in the cold who needed to start trash can fires in order to keep warm. The Nuisance Fire Task Force is led by the Office of Public Safety's Overdose Response Unit, and this year, the city's made improvements to the task force by streamlining and centralizing operations with the goal of reducing the number of fires in Kensington by 20%. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Mummers announced on Thursday they will parade down Broad Street on New Year's Day for the 125th time. The tradition is the oldest folk parade in the country. For the fourth year, the title sponsor of the parade is Live Casino and Hotel in South Philly. Jake Joyce works there. He's a senior vice president.
I think what your parade represents, and why we're so honored and excited to support it, is you celebrate everything that's great about this city. Art, creativity, dance, music, community, 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 community.
To mark their 125th anniversary, the Mummers are releasing their first ever plush doll, a smiling red-haired woman wearing a feathered costume and playing a banjo. The doll is not yet available, but is expected to appear in the casino gift shop in the coming weeks. Checking sports, a few overtime victories for the pros. 76ers beat the Bucks yesterday in OT. The final 123-114. Tyrese Maxey hit 54 points, a career high. The Flyers beat the St. Louis Blues in overtime 3-2. And your forecast looks like this before we get to the Pulse. Generally cloudy skies for our Friday with a high close around 55 degrees. It's 47 right now in Center City.